The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from KAOS 89.3 FM, Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day you turned on your radio and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee! All right, welcome to the Thunderbolt. It is July 31st, 2020. This is a fifth Friday, and traditionally I air a version of the Thunderbolt's Greatest Strikes when I have a fifth Friday in a month, and indeed that is what I will be doing for the first half of this week's show, but for the second half you should be ready to take notes, because I will be going over the ballot and giving you some voting information. First, though, here's the buzz. So welcome to the Thunderbolt for September 5th, 2014. And this happens to be my birthday. So here's a special birthday Thunderbolt. Well, kids, it has finally happened. I spoke to a stranger on the street, and he recognized my voice from the Thunderbolt. And he said he loves my show.
To know, don't you mind about the future?
Yep, I'm a real life celebrity now.
Try to think ahead,
but I'll still let you tell people that you know me.
For tomorrow,
don't worry.
Think about today instead.
I'm available for autographs every Wednesday afternoon at the Westside Food Co-op and Thursday through Friday at the Eastside Food Co-op. Unlike Paris Hilton, though, I haven't figured out a way to make money just by being famous yet, so you can also purchase a copy of Real Change while you're at it.
Why should you want to know? Why are you obsessed with fighting? Times and fates you can't defy. If you knew the path we're riding, you'd understand it less.
So developers in New York City are bringing us back some nostalgic reminders.
Let me try to cool down your face a bit. Let me try to cool down your face a bit.
They are constructing high-rises that have separate entrances for their regular residents and their subsidized low-income residents.
Mary, ooh, that is good. While you prattle through your supper,
many controversial and inflammatory comparisons come immediately to mind.
She alone has tried to give me,
but the developers wish to assure the public
what I need right here and now,
that this is not supposed to remind anyone of anything.
What's the
I'm surprised that the city of Olympia didn't try to get these guys to develop the artesian well. Of course, now that I think about it, maybe they did. And now, it is time for the official Thunderbolt question of the week. We have two people who don't have a clue. The question is, do these two people combine no more or less than one person who doesn't have a clue? Keep in mind that whilst any individual can know nothing, when two people get together, it is actually possible for them to know less than nothing. Welcome to the Thunderbolt for April 4th, 2014. I am going to break Thunderbolt tradition and begin this week's show with great solemnity as I share some words of wisdom from one of our beloved national leaders.
There are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
You know, a lot of people made a lot of fun of Rumsfeld for saying that, but since this quote almost perfectly encapsulates the core tenet of my personal philosophy of life, I find this to possibly be the most profound thing that I have ever heard a politician say. Yes, all that is required is to take it in other than a political context and then completely ignore the source and completely ignore the source's agenda. Just ignore all of that and Rumsfeld possibly becomes one of the most powerful political philosophers in all history. not. So next, the Thunderbolt wishes to give some serious props to the medical cannabis people. Hip hip hooray!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
The current campaign by the state of Washington to seize monopoly control of our buds was attempting to throw the medical cannabis people under the bus and make them pay full retail with very full tax for their medicine along with all of us recreational folks.
Roll another one.
We only smoke pot because we like it.
Just like the other one.
Rather than because it is medicine that is vital to us.
You've been hanging on to it.
I could make an argument that this is vital for my creative process.
I sure would like a hit.
But instead, I think I'll take another hit.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
And by the way, state of Washington,
pass it over to me.
I fully intend to continue purchasing my buds from my friends.
Bogart that joint,
thank you,
my friend.
Especially if you're going to throw the
pass
medical people
over to me
under the bus. Yes, kids, the new government bud mafia wanted to make it illegal for the medical cannabis people to continue growing their own medicine, and they wanted to criminalize their bud-growing cooperatives.
Roll
pull another one.
They were obviously hot to trot to pass this legislation.
Just like the other one.
And it appeared to be on the fast track to passage until...
That one's just about burned to the end.
It would appear...
So come on and be a real friend.
That it was stopped in its tracks by the medical cannabis people.
Bogart that joint.
They mounted a major lobbying blitz at the last minute, and it would appear that they have at least temporarily stopped this outrage.
Bogart that joint, my friend.
Score another one for the good guys.
Over to me.
Yippee!
Everybody sing along this time.
Don't go guard that joint, my friend.
Because when we all get together,
pass it over to me.
We can still get things done, kids.
Don't go guard that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh man, wow, that was good. And now we interrupt the Thunderbolt to bring you a news flash. The Thunderbolt is most happy to report that the Spanish Inquisition may finally be coming to an end. To explain, here is the next installment of the Thunderbolt Stories of Historical Context. In 1035 CE, there was a Jewish pogrom in Spain. And a large number of Jews gathered upon a hill for protection. The nearby village thereafter became known as the Hill of Jews. Then, a few centuries later, when the Spanish Inquisition got going good, some wiki city fathers decided to change the name of their town. They changed it from Hill of Jews to Kill the Jews. And that has been the official name of this town to this day. Really? There is a town in northern Spain called Camp Kill the Jews. Or Castrillo Matajudios. The town of Kill the Jews even has an official website. Now we are in the enlightened times of 2014.
But I leave my pajamas to Billy Budapest, and I don't get the gist of you later.
And the 60 residents of Kill the Jews have decided to vote on whether they should change the name of their town back to its original name, a Hill of Jews. Now, I see no polling data, so I don't know if this measure is expected to pass.
Come on, Mary, 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 Mary.
Though I wonder how difficult it would be to poll an electorate with 60 residents. But Lorenzo Rodriguez, who is the mayor of Kill the Jews, supports the name change. Mayor Rodriguez hopes to clear up his town's name. He is doing this in the hope that celebrating the Jewish history of Kill the Jews will help bring tourists into the region. And that is not a joke. He actually said all of that. Evidently, Mayor Rodriguez feels that a poster inviting people to kill the Jews would be counterproductive as far as attracting Jewish tourists is concerned. It's not too far from Kill the Jews. There is also a valley called Kill the Moors. I haven't heard of any moves to change their name yet. Evidently, the ambitious mayors of Spain are not as worried about offending Muslim tourists. So how about we change the name of Olympia to Kill the Bankers? Just kidding. Actually, does anyone second that motion? And now we have a Thunderbolt update. The results are in. Kill of Jews has officially defeated Kill the Jews as the official name for the Spanish town. Yeah, it was a nail biter, but the final tally came to 29-19 in favor of the name change. So that's it. The Spanish Inquisition is finally over. Well, it's over everywhere except down the road in Kill the Moors, anyway.
I draw the line in the dust and toss the gauntlet before the feet of tyranny, and I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
So, concerning those land developers in New York who are constructing the high-rises that have separate entrances for their regular residents and their subsidized low-income residents.
Oh, well, the purple of the
Lord. Well, everyone was outraged. And so was I.
I'm going around town in an aged Cadillac.
At least I was outraged until I read Dr. Wes Browning's column in Real Change last week.
I want to play on the roundabout. Out on the merry-go-round.
In this article, he states,
we all know what your name is.
Rich people ruin my life. Please don't make me use the same facilities that they use. And after I thought about it,
alimony, alimony, paying your bills,
I found myself in total agreement. Why should us good, honest, regular folks, who have things like love and morals and true friends in our lives, be exposed to such low-life scum as rich people, who have none of those things?
We all know what your name is, so you better lay your money down.
Why should our children be forced to attend school with some rich brat whose father had to see a psychiatrist for 3 years before he could hug his son? Why should I have to be exposed to some ignorant, arrogant, sociopathic, human mutant hybrid that makes his living ruining people's lives?
With the butler and the maid and their 17.
Take a Sunday drive around a large American city sometime. In the poor parts of town, you will see people everywhere hanging out, socializing, walking, and doing what actual humans have been doing with each other for millennia. In the rich parts of town, though, you'll see only walls and gates and thick hedges. If you're lucky, you may see a jogger. And in the real rich neighborhoods, you'll need to negotiate a guarded gate to get anywhere near them.
But here's a single, what'd you say?
Are these the kind of values that we want to teach to our children? Should I have taught my daughter to be afraid of people? And to build thick walls and hire guards because you so fear the world? Should I have told my daughter, in order to make it to the top in crony corporate capitalist world, my beautiful child, you will need to forget everything they taught you in kindergarten about playing fair and sharing and being nice, and about not slicing people's throats open? Instead, you will need to develop a level of ambition that indicates serious psychological derangement. You will need a willingness to sell your soul to the devil. And of course, you will need a willingness to mass murder women and children for profit. These people are like the complete opposite of everything that actual humans should be. And so I say, segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever. Hell yeah. I would suggest that we lock them up in prison-like conditions under strict security behind several layers of locked doors and surrounded with walls and armed guards, just to make sure that they stayed away from us. But they already do this to themselves, so we don't even need to bother. Yes, I know we've spent many centuries now trying to stop persecution of people based upon social class. And I know that the truly enlightened person will see the humanity even of rich people.
I'm home to you.
The wise person will look below all the murder and stealing and lying and cheating. And he will see the true lost soul that lay underneath. Like way underneath.
Gonna take my feet right way back.
And the truly advanced human,
watch that train rolling down the track,
would be able to manage this feat without vomiting.
Bring it on home, bring it on home.
Yeah, who knows what hurdles and challenges rich people must face in their insulated little bubble worlds. You know, maybe that man who just sold a bunch of fighter jets to that brutal dictator is suffering from PTSD because his mother didn't breastfeed him or something. So show some humanity, why don't ya? But tell me, has there ever been a social class that so deserves to be shunned and mocked?
Trying to love you, baby, what you trying to do? You try to love me, baby, and I love some other man too. Bring it on home, bring it on home, bring it on home. I said, I'll bring it on, baby.
Yeah. man. What you got to say for yourself?
I just say that I plead innocent of all charges.
I'm gonna bring it all home.
Thunderbolt's about to bring it right on home to you right now. Thunderbolt calendar, coming right up. Yippee.
And actually, it is time for a mid-show station break. So I will be back in just a minute with some election information about the primary next Tuesday.